Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, how in the world are you? If you've struck a rough day, just look up. There's a star in the sky. You may not be able to see it, but it's there. And if you trust it to guide you, you'll find the Christ child on this Christmas Eve. He said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," didn't he? Well, today Dave and Bethley will be continuing a full Christmas from John 1. So let's find out what they have to say.
And we're so glad you've joined us. We're finishing up our Christmas series, and actually, I think we should say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and to someone else here in the podcast, we should say Happy Birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Because Bethley just celebrated a birthday these past couple of days, so happy birthday to you. And my birthday's coming. We're the same age most of the time, but there's at least a couple of months out of the year that there's a little difference there. And so I'm the younger one, and so here we are.
He is a month and a half younger, but he loves it for the month and a half. My number is a little higher.
Yes.
My age is a little higher.
Bethley was born in 69, and I was born in the 70s.
Yes, yes.
And so it's a wonderful thing to tease about. And so we always love, I guess you guys have figured out, we love to celebrate.
We do.
So we just celebrated Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and family and grandchildren and a birthday. And now we're celebrating New Year's. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Isn't it wonderful? I really do. I do love from Thanksgiving on. It's just like one huge celebration. I love it.
Yes. And we probably go overboard a little bit because we, you know, when the kids were younger, we celebrated half of birthdays. Happy half a birthday to you. And yes. So we just love to celebrate. And we have a neighbor that does too. We have a neighbor here in Northwest Florida. And they probably are the biggest, as far as decorations, celebrators I know. They have different lights and different decorations for almost every, what we would call, special event
yes.
of the year.
Every holiday.
They celebrate every season. They celebrate every holiday. They, you know, they'll have, you know, St. Patrick's Day, lights for St. Patrick's Day. They have lights for July the 4th.
Lights for Valentine's
and,
Day.
And they just, everything is, they have all these different lights they put out. And so they're almost right where we are. We don't even know them, but...
Almost where we are. We only put up lights at Christmas time.
We put up a whole lot of decorations because Bethley decorates for Valentine's Day and decorates the house.
I do have a little
decor. We celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and we always have a good celebration. So we are celebrating Christmas again. We're still in the Christmas mode because family's still here.
Absolutely.
And birthday, and we're celebrating just so many, many, many
New
things.
New Year.
So we have been talking about this month of full Christmas. Mm-hmm. And talk from John chapter 1. And if you have been with us, you know that we laid out the fact that in John chapter 1, Jesus has always been. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. So He's the Creator, He's God, He is God with us. He came to us, He came to His own received Him not. He is light, He is life. He knows misunderstanding. He understands rejection. But most importantly, He's the Savior of the world. Mm. And the Bible tells us there, but to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. He's our Savior. He's full of grace and truth. Mm. And so John chapter 1 is just a wonderful passage to meditate on in recent weeks here as we've talked about exemplifying Christ and having a full Christmas. So remind our audience of what we've covered so far in this month of December as we've talked about exemplifying Christ and having a full Christmas.
Well, the way we reflect Christ, first of all, is to be present because He is Emmanuel, God with us. And so we want to be with our loved ones at this time. We want to be fully present instead of making and doing the festivities. We want to be with the people who are celebrating the festivities. So put your phone down. And then we have talked about embracing creativity because Jesus is the creator and he created a beautiful world. And then we know from John chapter 1 that he is life and light. And so during this time, we want to speak life to those people around us and be encouraging, and we want to reflect his light, his joy. And then we ended last week with talking about celebrating with grace, being a gracious hostess, being someone who speaks gently and someone who celebrates gregariously.
Yes, we have to get that word back in there again. And so just think about this, though, that Christmas, the holiday has ended. The special day, the sacred day has come and has gone. But, you know, we don't celebrate. The celebration is over. But what we've learned so far, we can apply to our life because we are believers. We are followers of Jesus Christ. Right. We are Christian. Then we should work continually to be present,
yes,
to be aware of each other. The Bible speaks about when we go to church, what do? We go to church, we're not focused on ourselves, but we go to church to love and provoke one another to love and good works, to encourage one another, to pray with one another, to bear one another's burdens. That requires us to be present.
Yes.
And then we embrace creativity. We can do that year round. That we're aware of God's creation, that we're aware of the truth and all the beauty of the world we live in, and we worship and we praise and we live our lives on display, mm-hmm, that we are celebrating and honoring genuine Christianity. And then the speaking life and reflecting light, that's not just a Christmas thing, that's a life thing. And every day this year, we should live that. We should speak life. We should reflect light. That should be the norm of our life. And it is true that we may not be celebrating, but we can live with grace every day.
Yes.
We can not just at Christmas time, but we can speak gently every day. We can serve gracefully. We can do all of that every day. And there was one more point we learned from John chapter 1.
Right.
And what was that final point?
Know, think, and speak truth.
That's a wonderful truth. Jesus is truth. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells us that very clearly. And we know that he is the way, the
truth,
and the life, which, mm-hmm, is another reminder as we come to the end of this year. Do you know him? Do you know that Jesus Christ is your Savior? That you are a Christian the Bible way? Has there been a time when you recognize the Bible truth that all of us are sinners, that we've all come short of God's glory? Dear listeners, do you know for sure that there's been a time that you admitted you were a sinner, that you recognized that Jesus is God, that he died for your sins, that he was buried, that he rose from the dead? Has there been a definite time in your life when you were born again because you admitted you were a sinner and you turned to Jesus Christ, trusting him to be your God and your Savior? And the Bible calls it a spiritual birthday, and that's the idea of born again. As Bethany just celebrated her birthday this week, there was a specific birth date. And the Bible uses that to remind us we don't have to have, you know, the date written down and, you know, details of the time, but there should be a definite remembrance in our heart of the time, the event when we were born again, when we believed on Jesus, turned to Jesus, trusted in Jesus. And it's not just we've always been a Christian. No. Because we've always been sinners. That's the point of that one. But we do have to be born again through Jesus Christ. And that is a specific event in our life when the Spirit of God reveals to us that we're sinners, and the Spirit of God draws us to Jesus Christ, and we turn to him, believe on him, and trust in him. And our believing on Jesus Christ, he washes away our sins and gives us eternal life. Mm-hmm. That all is based on the fact that Jesus is the truth. And it's a reminder that we ought to know the truth. And we have to know it. We have to remind ourselves that at one of the darkest points in human history, Jesus came.
Mm.
And what a good thing. And maybe the other side of that is we have to learn to think truth. And that's why Christmas lives on. So talk about this idea of thinking truth.
Well, first of all, you can't think truth if you don't know it. So if you're struggling with, okay, what is truth? Which I know in our culture is huge. People, you know, is there a truth? What is truth? Well, you can know truth because we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so the way you get to know truth is to get to know him, and you get to know him by getting in his word. I know that I counsel a lot of young ladies and older ladies too, and when I talk to them, they can be a little skewed about what truth is, whether it is an application to their marriage, their family, their lifestyle, whatever it is. And sometimes when I present them with, well, this is what the Word of God says, sometimes they're blown out of the water. I did not even know the Word of God said that, you know? And partially, that's because we're not being taught. I know I've been studying in the book of Colossians, and Colossians chapter 2 says that we're to be rooted and build up in the faith and steadfast, but it also says, as ye have been taught. So what a burden for those of us who teach the Word of God to make sure that we're teaching it. But you can't be rooted and build up in something you haven't been taught, but you also can't be rooted and build up in truth if you don't know it. So first of all, I would say you got to get in the Word of God. You have to know what truth is. But to think truth, you have to take what you read, that truth in the Word of God, and you have to actually put it in your heart and mind. So whether that be that you memorize it, whether that be that you have it written on little 3x5 cards and you carry them with you, or you have it on beautiful signs that you get from Hobby Lobby in your house, or whatever it is, you have to put it before yourself so that you are constantly putting in your brain, no, this is truth. Because what the devil wants us to do, or what this culture wants us to do, or the world, it wants to pull us away from truth. It wants to plant in our hearts anxiety and fear, or philosophies that don't agree with the Word of God. And so you have to put in your brain, in your heart, that truth from the Word of God.
In other words, when you are living with anxiety, with fear, with anger, what you know there is that you are not understanding truth and applying truth to your life.
Right.
Because the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 that we're to be careful. The idea there is full of care. Mm-hmm. We are to be full of care for nothing. There's a variety of ways we could say that. Don't be full of care for any reason. Mm-hmm. Don't be anxious for any reason. Don't be uptight and bothered over anything. Mm-hmm. And he tells us there the reason we're not to live that way is because we're blessed, so we should have thankful hearts. We have a wonderful God, so we should take all of our requests to him. And we have a promise from God that when we have a grateful heart and we take all of our requests to him, that we have his peace then that begins to rule in our life. So, dear friends, if you're struggling with anxiety, if you're struggling with fear, if you're struggling, you know, just struggling with frustration and anger and resentment and all of that, then what you need is to begin to think truth.
Right.
You have to remind, sometimes we just have to stop and remind ourselves, you know what? I'm afraid of things that haven't even happened. I am fearful about things that there's no guarantee it could happen, maybe, right. But likely it's not going to. Mm-hmm. And so truth, and the Bible says when we begin to think truth, then the result is that peace rules in our heart. And the peace of, he says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And Paul told his son in the faith, Timothy, that God's not the one who gives us a spirit of fear. So if you're full of fear and anxiety, that's not from God. Mm-hmm. That's not God's plan for our life.
Right.
What God gives us and what God wants us to have is not the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love and of sound mind and so forth. So what a wonderful, wonderful reminder here as we continue thinking about the Christmas story. We're to know, we're to think, we're to speak truth.
Well, this is your good friend, Michael Barnett. Did you get some good help from the broadcast today? I trust so. Christmas Day, the Youngs will conclude this series on a full Christmas from John 1, and I trust you'll join us then. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information, or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tioradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.